This is the Unstoppable Authors Podcast with world-building warrior Angeline Trevina
and planning and productivity powerhouse Holly Line.
Every week we bring you discussions on the craft of writing, author life and business, and interviews with some of the industry's most unstoppable authors.
A writer's life doesn't have to be solitary. We're here to bust that myth, support you on your journey, and encourage you to be unstoppable.
Welcome to episode 98 of the Unstoppable Authors Podcast. It's Holly's week off, and I'm going to be talking about how to find the stories in your world map. First up, a personal update, and, well, no surprises, I am still slogging my way through Steadyard. I am so close to the end that I can smell it, though. I really struggle with writing endings. I don't know if it's because I'm a discovery writer, although I don't think so, because at this point I actually know exactly what's going to happen from now to the end, or if it's just me, but I really struggle writing endings. And believe me, it's definitely not reluctance to say goodbye to the story or the characters. I always slow right down towards the end of a book. I mean, the actual physical writing, I do fewer words, slower than at any other point in the book. But within the story, the pacing goes way too fast. I jump wildly from scene to scene with big time jumps between chapters and no transition between them. It's always something I have to fix in editing. So it's kind of like the story itself is desperate to get finished while the writer is reluctant to do it. I'd love to know if anyone else has that going on. In non-Steadyard life, because I need to step outside of that book for a moment, I've been attending some interesting online lectures and I've got a few more set up. Things about poverty and feminism and just indulging my interests for a while, which is great to do something that's just for me, but it also informs my work because poverty and feminism are two massive themes in my fiction and ones that I really explore in my work. I've also been interviewed for a couple of other podcasts, more on that when they go live. And a new bookshop has opened in our town. It's a bit of a walk because it's on the other side of the river, so it's probably a good 30 to 40 minutes to walk there. I've been trying to go all week, but I've just been so busy and other things have come up and I just haven't been able to get there. You know, like if there's a parcel due to arrive one day, I'm stuck in the house. Anyway, on Friday, I finally had the space to walk over there, only to discover that they didn't open until later. It's a children's bookshop and they also do Pokemon gaming there, so its opening hours are very much weekends and after school, which I didn't know until I got there. Oh well, I needed the exercise anyway. So because I have the boys, I can only go at the weekend because I want to scope it out myself before charging in there with my two whirlwind children, especially with a Pokemon-obsessed five-year-old. But I am very keen to get there because I've just started writing my first middle grade book under my pen name. I wasn't meant to be starting it yet. My editor's waiting for Steadyard, so he'll kill me. But I got all excited about it and one night, instead of going to bed, I sat up and wrote a chapter and a half. But no, I need to stay focused. But I did realise that buying middle grade novels now counts as research, so it's a business expense, and reading them to my kids and getting their feedback is excellent research too. So let's go on to our question of the week. And last week we asked you, what do you want your life to look like in 5 years' time? Now, Melinda wants to be a regular speaker at writing conferences, to be a great cheerleader and resource to other authors, regularly publishing 4 books a year, and to be making a full-time income. And they're all really great goals, and I bet there's some common ones in there for most of us too. You've totally got this, Melinda. And Games of Books podcast decided to take the question with them for a while and think it over, which is a really great idea because it's a big thing to create those 5-year goals and it's important to consider carefully what you want to achieve. Now this week, what I want to know is, how do you create your world maps? A huge thank you to all of our patrons. Your support means the world to us. Patrons get early access to episodes, exclusive behind the scenes, access to our off-air banter, as well as the warm, fuzzy feeling of supporting the podcast. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so for just £3 a month at patreon.com/unstoppableauthors. And it would be really great if you could take a moment to share this episode on social media, grab a screenshot, share it directly from your podcast platform, or even take a selfie with it. Just remember to tag us so that we can share it too. It means so much to hear from our listeners and to know that you enjoy the show. So let's get on with the main topic. And today I'm talking about finding story ideas in your world map. Now, one of those questions that writers are always getting asked, especially by non-writers, is where do your ideas come from? And I think a lot of us dread this question because we sense that the asker is looking for some grand, noble answer that proves that us writers are somehow connected to some creative intellectual plane that other people can't see, that we're somehow different or special. And maybe we are, I don't know. But for most of us, there is no noble answer to that question, because the only true answer I've ever been able to come up with is that my ideas come from everywhere and nowhere. Because that's the thing about ideas. Sometimes it's a movie I watch or an article I read. Sometimes it's reading another book. It might raise a question for me that I want to explore that wasn't explored in the original piece. And all of that makes sense. But then there's the more fleeting things, a snippet of overheard conversation, three notes of a song, a leaf falling to the ground, a smell you know but can't identify, someone's shoes, the corner of a building, whatever. It can be the tiniest, teeniest thing. And then there are the ideas that come from nowhere at all, like when a character just pops into your mind uninvited. They might start talking to you, or you might just get a name, or either character or a place or an institution even. You might see a random image in your head, or hear an argument, or see a setting. And those ideas have just conjured themselves there quite literally from nothing. And then you have the ideas that are they're a little more hard fought. So these are the times that you actually go out fishing rod in hand and hope to reel in an idea from the universe, because they are out there and you just need to go and catch one. So that might be like in the form of a writing prompt. I sometimes do this. I use random generators to give me a name or a setting or just a random phrase, and I try to find a story. Now, I've rattled on about these two generators so many times, but here are my favourite two generators on the whole internet: Seventh Sanctum and Cult of Squid. Just search for them, but be careful to get the correct Cult of Squid. It's not the SpongeBob thing that you want, it's the other one. I'll also drop the links in the show notes at unstoppableauthors.com. Cult of Squid has this great set of generators that are simply ideas, and you get a whole range of things crop up there. So sometimes it might be a ready-made book title. Honestly, I have used them before. Sometimes it sounds like a secret society or a mythical item. And sometimes it sounds like an amazing location, and that's what we're going to focus on for today's podcast. So let's quickly talk about world maps. Now, I know that the mere mention of maps strikes fear into the hearts of many authors, because we're not necessarily blessed with amazing artistic skills, or in fact, any artistic skills. But let's get this cleared up right now. You do not need to be an artist of any kind of caliber at all, because the map you have next to you while you write, the one that just stops you getting lost around your world, no one need ever see it, ever. You can even burn it when you're finished with it if you want to. No one has to see it. There are lots of amazing artists that specialize in creating the most beautiful world maps, so you don't need to worry. Alternatively, you can create your map in something like Incarnate. So you do not need to be an amazing artist. Just a very quick note about hiring any artists or designers for any work or using generators: just check what rights you're buying. check what you can and can't do with that artwork. Make sure you have a commercial license to use it for your book, and remember that printing that map in the front of your book is actually a very different deal to having t-shirts and other merch made with it on. So always check exactly what you can and can't do with it. Okay, so now we've got over the whole issue of artistry, let's look at why you might turn to your world map for story ideas. So it may be that your whole idea for the book you're writing came from the world building itself. And this is what quite often happens with me, that I think I want to write about a world in which whatever is the case. So the initial idea that that kicks off the book for you may well be the world. So then you need to find the character and the stories to go with that world, that fit in that world. Another reason you might look to your world map for stories is you might want to write a spin-off series or like a prequel to your books, and you might need to find a new story or a new set of characters for the world that you've already created and written in. Or, of course, you might have no ideas of what to write about at all and you're just heading out to find one. So let's look at the different aspects of your map that you can find stories from. So a really good place to start is some place names. So think about the myths and the legends and the history of that place. Always think about, like, why is it named that? It might have a really, really interesting name that conjures up instantly some sort of historical story, which kicks off a really good idea. Also, look about the spaces in between the important places on your map. Look at the roads and the journeys that people might make around your map. Lots of things can happen on journeys, so that's a really great place to find stories. Also, look at the difficult geography. So mountain ranges, deserts, oceans, swamps, things that are difficult to cross, because this can be a really good source of conflict in a story for you. Look at the blank areas of your map, or which parts of your map haven't you populated or filled in yet? Maybe it's time to do that with a brand new set of stories. Or you could extend your map. So if your map is one country, maybe create the country that is next to it and start writing stories in that place instead. Of course, your map might actually be on a much smaller scale than an entire country or group of countries. Your map may only cover a single city or even a single street. So in that case, look for unnamed streets. Look for streets that you haven't explored yet. Maybe small alleyways are the places to find the new stories. Look for hidden areas or enclosed areas, places that seem to have no obvious entrance or exit. Those strange places in cities that are sometimes difficult to get to, and you only really know how to get in and out of them if you know. It's not the sort of place you might stumble across. So you might find really, really rich opportunities for stories in those places. Look for buildings that you haven't explored or mentioned yet. Maybe look for big buildings or areas of buildings clustered together, or maybe go and find the smallest building on your map and make a story about that. Look at the outskirts of your city. If all of your main books are set in the centre of your city, go to the outskirts. What's on the outskirts of the city? What's just outside of the city border? And also look for boundary lines. And these might be mapped boundary lines. They might exist physically on the map, or maybe they're more cultural or ideological boundary lines. Maybe there's places in the city that certain people can't really go because they don't fit there. So look at those boundary lines and those divisions. And with all that opportunity for conflict, there's bound to be great stories there. So when you're looking at your world map, you want to be always asking yourself questions, because these are the questions that can lead you to finding a really great story idea. So ask yourself, why is something named that? And was it always named that? Maybe it used to be named something different. And why would it have changed? Perhaps locals have a different name for something than the official name. So think about that and see if there are any stories there. What is it used for? And what was it used for before? So quite often, like, buildings will change use, or that's sometimes when place names change. It might be a change of use of the place that has changed that. Or you might have a place that is still named after its previous use, and those things don't quite marry up. Ask yourself questions like, what's just around the corner? Be curious. Be really, really curious about your map. Ask yourself what happened here. So look into the history of places, which again might be tied up in the name of a place. And what do people believe about a particular place? What are the misconceptions? What's its reputation, and how has that reputation been gained? Now, of course, you may not actually have a world map already there for you to start looking at for looking for stories. So how can you go and generate one? Now, you can go and you can generate just random maps. If you have no map, no story, and you just want to create a random map and then look for stories in it, there are several different ways that you can do this. So if you've got a program like Photoshop or GIMP, GIMP is like a free version of Photoshop, you can absolutely do this in both those programs. If you go to the filters and render clouds and then posterize it to just two levels, what you get is landmass and water. So you've got two distinct areas on what can become a world map. And you don't have to use the whole of what you create. You can always just use part of it if you want to. Map generators, there are map generators out there. My absolute favorite one is, I don't know if I'll pronounce this right, people pronounce it differently, but Wutabu has city generators, it has dungeon generators, villages, fantasy realms, whole fantasy realms, and you can create bird's eye view maps as well as 3D ones. Now, I will drop the link to this in the show notes, but you can just search it and it will come up with it. It's Wutabou. But there are fantastic map generators there that would just create a random map, and then you can tweak them a little bit. And yeah, so that's a great way to just create a map and then find your stories in it. Of course, you might want to set your story in the real world, in which case there are actually some sites that generate random Google Street View images for you. So it just randomly jumps to a place on Google Street View. And these can be fantastic as writing prompts. Again, I'll put a link to one of those in the show notes. Or, of course, you could head to your local library or your local bookshop and pick out a map. You might choose a contemporary one, or you might find some really fascinating historical maps to work with. So, as we all know, there are two things that your story needs. One is conflict and the other is characters. So when you're looking for stories in your map, make sure you're looking for sources of conflict. Okay, so that's what we need. That's what we're looking for in our maps, sources of conflict, so that we can wrap our story around that. So the conflict might come from migration of different cultures. So perhaps you've got quite a large world map with different countries, and have a look and see where the migration lines might be, whether they're across the ocean or whether they're across land. And also, when you're looking at those migration lines, think about invaders as well. Not all, you know, you can have peaceful migration, but you can also have not peaceful invasion as well. Look at borders and boundaries, and those, you know, borders are fought over all the time, right from neighbours claiming that the fence is 2 inches too far this way or that way, right up to whole countries fighting over borders. So that's a really, really good place to look for possible conflict. Think about the segregation of different demographics of people. So where in a city do the rich people live and where do the poor people live? There are generally in cities, there are generally poorer areas and richer areas. Think about the contrast between people living in rural areas and people living in urban areas or industrial areas compared to like more traditional areas. Also look at the conflict caused by the physical landscape itself, like difficult terrain that your characters might need to cross, lack of resources, or potential for natural disasters. Also, think about population explosion and what might cause that. Maybe the regeneration of an area might cause lots of people to want to move there, or an increase in tourism for a particular reason. And these things can actually be really, really good for an area, but they can also be really harmful. They can also be both good and harmful. There are generally winners and losers. And on the opposite side of that coin, think about like ghost towns, like towns that have been abandoned and why they may have been abandoned, what's happened there. And think about man versus nature. So what happens when man wants to claim extra land that nature currently holds? You know, what happens with that encroaching of mankind? And of course, you can have the most fascinating world map ever, but your readers won't care unless you populate it with characters that they can care about. So ask yourself, what kind of person would live here? You know, look for the characters in the story. Yes, look for the conflict, but also make sure you're looking for the characters. So what kind of person might live in a particular place? Always go back to your curiosity again. I've already said that you should ask yourself, what's around that corner? But when we're looking at people, ask yourself, who lives next door? Always be looking for the next step and always be curious. Ask yourself what kind of person might struggle to live in a particular place, and also what kind of person might thrive on living there. Which communities and demographics live in a particular place and how do they interact? Because it's unlikely that you have anywhere where there is only one kind of person, one kind of demographic. So think about the conflict that might happen between different demographics of people who are forced to live very close to each other. And most importantly, ask yourself, how has this place been affected by the people living there? And how have the people living there been affected by this place? Because it goes both ways. And you really want to tie your world map into your story, into your characters. And this is where that tying together happens. Because everything affects everything else. So think about how the place has been affected by the people that live there and how the people who live there have been affected by the place. So I hope that gives you some really good starting points on how to find stories from your actual map itself. And remember, I'm going to be dropping a whole load of links in the show notes for you. So make sure you head over to our website and check those out. And just a reminder of our question of the week: how do you create your world maps? And remember that if you want to hear all the backstage stuff and get all of the other benefits, you can join us over at patreon.com/unstoppableauthors. And don't forget to share the podcast online and tag us on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Just search for Unstoppable Authors. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Unstoppable Authors podcast. We'll be back next week with more of our tenacity and worldly wisdom.
Don't forget to visit our website to get the show notes and heaps of helpful blog articles at unstoppableauthors.com.
And join our Guild of Unstoppable Authors, and you will not only hear from us every week, but you will also get a free digital copy of my book, 30 Days of Worldbuilding.
If you enjoyed the episode, please remember to subscribe and leave a review.